Sandley coming to you with 100,000 watts of pure healing, miracle-working love. I want to talk to you today about healing is God's gift for you, and I'm going to tell you how to receive your healing. In the 39th year of King Asa's rule, he was diseased in his feet until his disease was very critical. Yet in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but he went to physicians for help. He died 2 years later. You can read about that in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 11 to 13. There is nothing wrong with going to physicians or seeking medical help or advice. But what we should do is seek the Lord first to see what he wants us to do. He may want to heal us by his sovereign power over a period of time or instantaneously. Also, there have been cases where people have gone to a medical facility and died. I had a friend who recently went to a clinic, to an emergency facility, and they did something wrong and it killed the person. So pray and see if God wants you to go first. He might be protecting you for something. But two main things you must realize. Number one, you must know that healing belongs to you. There's no need for you to depart from health. And number two, you can be healed and walk in health, and you can help others to do the same. So let's get you on the way to victory over sickness and disease. The dictionary defines disease as, number one, any departure from a state of health. Number two, a disordered condition of mind or body marked by definite symptoms. To be at ease is to be free from pain or any discomfort, including anxiety and stress. Disease is the opposite. My friend, in the Holy Bible, God promised more than healing for his people. He promised divine health, freedom from disease. In the Torah, in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, we read, "If you will carefully listen to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, for I am the Lord that heals you." Now notice the last phrase, "I am the Lord that heals you." Literally, the Hebrew language is saying, "I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your physician." It's wonderful to be able to claim God's promises for divine healing, but it's even better to walk in divine health, not needing to be healed. In Exodus chapter 23, verse 25, we read, "And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you." When sickness is away from you, then you have health. Thank God it is his will for you to walk in divine health just as much as it is for your soul to be saved. In 3 John, verse 2, that's a passage of scripture written to Christians, the Holy Bible says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." My friend, if you know the Lord, your soul prospers infinitely. And to that extent, God wants you to prosper in wholeness, in success, in finances, in achievement, and to be in health. Let me read it again. "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." How much is your soul prospering, my friend? Psalm 103 gives us a powerful promise from God to any and all who may be suffering from disease, spiritual, physical, or mental. It tells us, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities or sins, and who heals all your diseases." Read that in Psalm 103, verses 1 to 3. God's nature never changes. The same healing nature of God that was revealed in the Old Testament in the Tanakh is revealed in the New Testament. His nature is the same today as it was yesterday. In the Old Testament, God said, "For I am the Lord, I change not." You can read that in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6. In the New Testament, we read, Jesus, the Messiah, the same yesterday and today and forever. You can read that in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus displayed the healing nature of God. Jesus said, "He that has seen me has seen the Father." You can read that in John chapter 14, verse 9. Jesus never refused healing to anyone. Jesus' nature is God's nature. He never refused healing to anyone. Jesus, Yeshua, is God. In Matthew, or the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35, it tells us, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease among the people." My friend, Jesus came to earth to heal, to restore to health, spiritually, physically, and mentally. He came to buy back what Adam, the first man who ever lived, lost. In the Garden of Eden, Adam sinned against God by disobeying him. God had commanded Adam, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day you eat of it you shall surely die." You can read that in Bereshit or in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 16 to 17. Satan, the devil, lied to Eve, Adam's wife, saying, "You shall not surely die." But Eve, like many people today, did not realize that real death is spiritual. Physical death, that's when your body dies, is merely a result of spiritual death. To be spiritually dead does not mean you do not exist. It simply means you exist, but that you are separated from God, joined to Satan. From one act of disobedience by Adam, sin entered into the world so that spiritual death passed through the bloodline to all men, resulting in physical death. In Romans chapter 5, verse 12, we read, "Wherefore, as by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men." This spiritual death, separation from God, which produced physical sickness and disease, and the death of the body, had to be healed. This is why God sent His only Son, Mashiach Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Anointed One, to earth. And the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 19, "For as by one man's disobedience," that's Adam, "many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one, Jesus, the Messiah, shall many be made righteous." In Isaiah chapter 53, we see just what Jesus did, why He came to earth. It tells us in verse 4, "Surely He has borne our sicknesses and diseases and carried away our pains. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed." And in verse 6 we read, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity or sin of all of us." It's amazing that Isaiah 53 is not read in the synagogues today. Have you ever wondered why? Because it's a plain picture of what Mashiach Yeshua did for us. If you sit in a room and sit across the room where a person can't see what you're reading, and you read out of the Hebrew Scriptures, out of the Tanakh, Isaiah chapter 53, what I just read, and you ask somebody, "Who's that talking about?" Even an Orthodox Jew will probably tell you that's talking about Jesus, the Messiah, the one the Christians talk about. What Isaiah prophesied in the Old Testament was fulfilled 750 years later by the Messiah of Israel, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, or the Anointed One. He bore our sicknesses and diseases. He carried away our pains. He was wounded and bruised for our sin. The Lord laid on Him the sin of us all, and with His stripes we are healed. In some Bibles, Isaiah 53:4 reads, "Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." However, the original Hebrew, the original language of the Hebrew Scriptures, for the words grief and sorrow is choli and machov, respectively. Choli means sickness and disease. Makov means pain, acute pain, intense suffering, mental or physical. To prove that Isaiah meant in this passage that healing would be included in Messiah's work for us, we need only to consult the New Testament, that's the Brit Chadashah, in the record of Jesus' ministry in Matthew, or Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 to 17. It says, "When the evening was come, they brought unto him, to Jesus, many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself," that's Jesus the Messiah, "took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses." Yeshua, or Jesus, fulfilled what Isaiah the prophet said 750 years before. He bore our sicknesses and diseases. He carried away our pains. With his stripes we are healed. Jesus' body and mind took punishment for us. His blood paid for our sins. His body was beaten, wounded, and bruised even before he was crucified. And then he was nailed to a wooden cross stake for our healing. Spiritual, physical, and mental. Messiah Yeshua, or Jesus the Messiah, carried sickness, sin, disease, poverty, and oppression, the works of the devil or Satan. He carried them for you. Now you don't have to carry them any longer. They do not belong to the believer in Messiah Jesus. What Jesus did for you, you don't have to do. This has been your friend, Prince Handley, coming to you with 100,000 watts of pure, healing, miracle-working love. Baruch haba, b'shem Adonai.